My conversation 2 weeks ago with Tabiti Boone, the fellow who chose to become a full-time father to his infant daughter rather than take advantage of a Division I basketball scholarship that would have required him to neglect that responsibility, has provoked lots of responses. One of them came in a phone call from Diana Barbaro, a literacy teacher at the Suffolk County House of Correction in Boston. Ms. Barbaro said she plans to share Tabiti Boone's story with the men with whom she works. Regular listeners will know that we always conclude the program with a final word, and a few weeks ago, a little girl who'd been entertained by the basketball antics of the Harlem Globetrotters filled that slot when I asked her whether she liked basketball. "I like soccer," she replied. "Remarkable lass, intelligent lass," said I, and that provoked Eric Anderson to email as follows. "My sweetheart and I thoroughly enjoy your shows. Closing the program 2 weeks ago, did I detect a subtle riff on Dickens' A Christmas Carol when a young girl told you she liked soccer? Yes, Mr. Anderson, you did, and for me, that was the best of times, or at least it was among them." Last week's program featured a story by Doug Trabu about how head coaches keep finding new jobs despite failing at their old ones. The story inspired Dave Schramm, who describes himself as a loyal listener, to suggest another story idea predicated on this hypothetical question. Would you rather put together a long and successful career, making the Hall of Fame, but never winning a championship, or would you rather have an otherwise unremarkable career, but a ring on your finger? Carol Liming, who lives in Indianapolis and characterizes herself as a proud Butler fan, was dismayed by analyst Charlie Pierce's comments about the final of the men's NCAA basketball tournament. "Charlie needs to be more gracious about those who do not win," Ms. Liming wrote. "Yes, Butler played their worst game in the finals, but to badmouth them is not the Butler way. The Horizon League, the conference in which Butler plays, put a full-page ad in the Indianapolis Star that read, 'What we will always remember won't be the misses, but the hit Butler became.' Shouldn't Charlie extend the same courtesy?" You can comment on what you hear on the program via our website, onlyagame.org. You can leave a comment on the listener line by calling 617-353-1860. And you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only A Game Radio. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced, Harvard University, whose summer school has courses for high school, college, and adults to earn academic credit and experience campus life, summer.harvard.edu, and Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. This is NPR.
The record for tallest Lego tower has fallen. Not the tower, the record. Until this week, a Lego tower built in 2008 in Chile had topped the charts, but 6,000 Lego builders in Sao Paulo, Brazil, most of them children, have built a 500,000-piece, 102-foot tower, which has left the Chilean entry short by 9.8 inches. The tower qualifies as an example of international teamwork since the Lego company sent designers from Denmark to help with the construction. Before the tower in Chile arose, Toronto, Moscow, Sydney, Tokyo, Munich, and 48 other cities had been successively celebrated as the site of the tallest Lego tower. Mr. Trump, our nation turns its desperate eyes to you.